This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Lowell Feld joins me on the program. He is a progressive activist here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, runs the Blue Virginia blog. His latest book is Netroots Rising, and he was part of the team that drafted Jim Webb for United States Senate. And now, how do you feel about that decision today, looking back?
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, the choice at that time, of course, was George Allen, as we call him, Felix Makakowicz now. But, you know, George Allen was not my cup of tea, to put it mildly. He was also wanting to run for U.S. president and was actually considered at that time to be one of the front runners, if not the front runner, for the Republican nomination, you know, in 2008. So I'm very happy that we defeated him. And I think Webb, you know, has been pretty much as advertised. He's an economic populist, which is what he said in the campaign. He's fairly libertarian on social issues, which include guns, God and gays, really, all that stuff. And, you know, I think the one area that I guess I don't really see totally eye to eye with him is probably environmental issues and clean energy. He's been okay. I wish he would be better. But overall, I've been, yeah, pretty happy with him.
We're talking with Lowell Feld. What are your thoughts about Jim Webb's initiative? Pretty courageous, actually, I would say, because I actually agree with him very much on this. He has called for a reexamination of the war on drugs, mm-hmm. taking a much more of a libertarian approach, and looking at it, you know, economically, the money, the big government money that is spent on you know, going after these, you know, somebody sitting on their couch smoking a joint, and mm-hmm. you know, and the what it costs us as a community to wage this war on drugs that will never be won.
Right. Oh, I totally agree with him on that. I hope that his legislation moves in the U.S. Senate. You know, they call the Senate the place that, I guess, good legislation goes to die. And unfortunately, right now, it's kind of that piece of legislation seems to be bottled up, hasn't moved anywhere, and I hope it does, because I completely agree with him. Though, this war on drugs, I think it's not we're not winning it. And we're in the process, we're destabilizing Mexico and other countries, and we're imprisoning people who really for minor offenses. And it's what happens to these people in jail? Do they get rehabilitated, or do they get drug treatment for their addictions, or do they just get hardened inside of prison? So I think Webb recognizes all that, and I agree, it's courageous. It's a tough issue for a politician to address. But Webb said that when he was running, that he was going to, when he got to Washington, he wasn't going to change, and he was going to fight for the things that he believed in. I think he largely has.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of the Blue Virginia blog. Let me ask you your thoughts about the latest on Attorney General Cuccinelli. Has made a number of headlines nationally, being in office just over 100 days, already in the national news many times over. The latest, of course, involving what's been called ClimateGate, and he is searching the records of a former University of Virginia professor. What's your take on this issue?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's one of numerous things that Cuccinelli has done in 100 days. It actually seems like about 1,000 days to many of us out here who aren't arch conservatives and Cuccinelli supporters. Among other things, he claimed, seems to be claiming that Barack Obama may have been born in Kenya, not the United States. He later said that he was just giving a hypothetical legal answer, and he's pursued a vendetta against gays and lesbians. But on the climate change thing, yeah, he's got a lawsuit against the federal government on that, and now he's pursuing a vendetta, apparently, against a former University of Virginia climate scientist, Dr. Michael Mann, and for supposedly defrauding taxpayers, I mean, for basically doing what professors do and researchers do, which is research things and, you know, find out answers or try to find out answers. And it's called academic freedom, basically. The University of Virginia Faculty Senate said that Cuccinelli's actions directly threaten academic freedom, and I completely agree with that. And Senator Donald McEachin said this is not only ludicrous and frivolous, wasting more taxpayer dollars and trampling on academic freedom, but the Attorney General has deprived Mr. Mann, he said, Dr. Mann, of his constitutional rights. So I agree with all that. I just, you know, I wonder how long this is going to go on before Bob McDonnell is forced to really distance himself from Ken Cuccinelli, because I think, you know, it's putting Bob McDonnell, who campaigned on Bob for Jobs and all about the economy, I think this is putting him in a somewhat of a difficult position. I don't think these are the issues he wanted to be focusing on in his first 100 days.
We're talking with Lowell Feld. It's an excellent point, because certainly Bob McDonnell, who is was a regular guest on this program for years, every month as Attorney General, and I should say is a good friend of this program, mm-hmm. he certainly did not run as a Tea Party conservative, as a, you know, anti-gay, anti-lesbian, climate gate. I mean, we didn't hear these things when he was running. He ran as a conservative moderate. That's right. Sort of his position as he was running, you know, for office. And the polls showed quite effectively that people responded to that big bubble in the middle of Virginians who swing right and left, they liked that message and they wanted to endorse that message and they wanted him and that message to take the governor's mansion, but the attorney general is coming from a very different place.
Right. And the Deeds campaign, if you recall, tried to make Bob McDonnell's thesis that he had written at Pat Robert when he was at law school at Regent. Well, I guess it was at that time it wasn't called Regent yet. But anyway, and it sort of seemed to be working for a little while, but then McDonnell was very, you know, I think effective in emphasizing that he was not running to further that agenda, if it was an agenda, but that he was running to address economic issues and to create jobs, and that seemed to work. And yeah, now he's got an attorney general. Just the other day, McDonnell did sort of distance himself a little bit, said that we were elected. I believe he said we were separately elected. So I think he's starting to maybe start to distance himself a little bit from Ken Cuccinelli. And I think he may have to do some more of that in coming weeks and months. We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, Lowell, what's your read on the 5th District? We have a Republican primary coming up in just a few weeks. It's right around the corner. Republicans here in the 5th District, Central and Southside Virginia, will choose a nominee to run against Congressman Tom Perriello.
My friend Tom Perriello. I mean, I love Tom Perriello, and I think he strongly deserves re-election. I think he's done a great job. I mean, not just because I agree with him. I think, you know, he held, which I do, but he, on most things, not everything, but he held dozens and dozens of town hall meetings. I think, you know, he's been really courageous in many ways. He has not backed down. He respects people, but he believes what he believes, and he goes out there, though, and he explains it. And he's not afraid to do that. But anyway, as far as the 5th CD Republican race, it looks, I mean, most likely Robert Hurt, State Senator Robert Hurt, will be the Republican nominee, I would think. I mean, it seems to be by all indications. But there are a number of other candidates, some of whom seem to have Tea Party support, who are challenging him. I guess, to me, the question is, if Hurt does win the nomination, will one or more of these other candidates run as a third or a fourth or whatever party? Virgil Goode now apparently has joined up with the Constitution Party. So I don't think he's going to run this time around. That may be for 2012 for Senate or President or who knows. But I am curious to see what happens here if, you know, it's going to be just Hurt versus Perriello or Hurt and others.
Yeah. We're talking with Lowell Feld, and the blog, of course, is bluevirginia.us. That'll be the big question, because we're seeing the same thing happen now in the 2nd District, mm-hmm. where it looks like Scott Ridgel will get the Republican nominee, but Kenny Golden has abandoned the primary process and is now running as a conservative independent, mm-hmm. could possibly split the conservative vote, and we could possibly see that happen here in Virginia if any of the folks who step out of the Republican primary and decide to run as independents or with some other party and get on that congressional ballot.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think, you know, if it's Perriello versus Hurt one-on-one, I think it's going to be close. And same probably for Nye versus Ridgel. Those will probably be, tight races. The 5th congressional district and the 2nd are kind of swing districts. I mean, they can go Republican or Democratic. So it will depend who's energized this November and who turns out. But, I mean, if you throw a third-party conservative candidate in there and they pick up 5 or 10% of the vote even, that could easily be enough to, you know, push the Democrat over the top and allow them to win. So, you know, I'm very interested to see what happens in the fifth, particularly the second. It looks like it will probably be Ridgel.
Yeah,
I think Bob McDonnell is endorsing him today or tomorrow. I think that. I think he was already going to be the nominee, but that probably clinches it for him.
Yeah.
But in the fifth, I'm personally rooting for as many conservative candidates as possible to run, as well as Hurt.
Well, what's your take on the offshore drilling options for Virginia? Bob McDonnell has stated unequivocally that he intends to proceed with this, with full force here, despite the tragedy. I think he said something about the fact that, we don't stop flying because a plane crashes. We keep flying. It's by and large, it is safe, but there are tragedies.
Right. Well, I think it's interesting that another Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, came to a totally different decision and terminated an offshore oil project off of California, and has pretty much said he's not going to go in that direction of offshore drilling there. I think you're seeing it in Florida and other states along the Atlantic coast. There's definitely seems to be second thoughts at the minimum. With McDonnell, it seems like full speed ahead. I mean, there don't seem to be second thoughts with this guy. I don't really understand how you can look at what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, and look at it right now. That's still spewing out. That oil has not been stopped. They don't even really know what caused it, and it's a disaster. And imagine if that happened off of Virginia Beach. The tourism industry, the Navy's there too, of course. And then all the fisheries and all that. I mean, the potential economic impact would be enormous. This doesn't even in the least bit, this Gulf of Mexico accident, give Bob McDonnell any pause for second thoughts. I mean, it really makes me wonder about how this man's mind really works. I mean, to me, you look at this and you say at least, all right, let's hold on here. Let's just take a look at this and let's at least find out what caused this accident. We don't know the answer to that yet. The oil industry executives were up on the Hill blaming each other, but there were no clear answers that came out of that, as far as I could tell.
Yeah. Lowell Feld, before we let you go, what's your read on the upcoming congressional elections this November?
I mean, the climate right now is tough for Democrats. It's interesting. When I started raising Cain back in 2005 and 2006, we had the wind. The Democrats had the wind at our backs. This year, I think right now, Republicans do have the wind at their backs. The economy's still, it's coming back, but unemployment rate's high. So right now, I'd say, Republicans are likely, and this is a midterm election, too, and the party out of the White House usually picks up seats. So I would guess they'll pick up 30, 40 seats right now. But, I mean, that could change if the economy continues to recover. That could help Democrats significantly, and who knows. But I would expect some Republican pickups this November.
Lowell Feld, his latest book is Netroots Rising. The blog is bluevirginia.us. Lowell, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.